1320 WILS, 643. You know that 9% of all arrests in Michigan are related to, or involve, I should say, marijuana. This even after the medical marijuana law has been put in place. And we've even seen recent stories of dispensary owners being busted, all kinds of things. Let's talk to Tim Beck, longtime medical marijuana activist, who was a key player in the passage of the 2008 medical marijuana law. Tim, great to have you on WILS.
Oh, my pleasure as always, Michael. Yeah. Thank you so much.
We talked in the past, for all the years that you've been an activist and involved in the scene, you never had any legal issues yourself with marijuana, right?
Well, let me put it this way. I have no criminal record, Michael. All right? That's all I have to say.
Okay. Are you saying there were some close calls along the way? Or?
Michael, I have no further comment on that one. Except I have no criminal record.
Yeah. Well, when you hear that, see, now you've got me curious about that.
Well, I know where you're going here. There's been a lot of stuff going on about, various arrests and dispensaries and this and that.
Yeah, when you're smoking, let's say if you're not doing it fully legally, is it just a matter of time before you're going to get arrested if you have marijuana on you or using it somehow in a way you shouldn't?
Oh, God, no. I mean, it's practically, I know it's 9% of all the arrests, are for marijuana, in the state of Michigan. But, the reality is it depends on where you live. There's a war going on, in the sense that marijuana is going to be legal pretty soon, in the state of Michigan. What's going on is police, some of them don't like it, and they're making their moves. And it looks like when alcohol prohibition ended way back in the 30s, some police departments redoubled their efforts to get at, illegal drinkers. Mm-hmm. The same thing is going on now in the state of Michigan with police in some areas, especially rural counties. Now, also, marijuana users are just getting bolder. They're just more and more out of the closet. They don't try to hide it anymore. Mm-hmm. Some police officers see this behavior, and they feel they have to arrest the person.
Yeah, because it all basically
depends on where you live.
If you don't have a medical marijuana card, you can go right to jail, right? If they catch you with some marijuana.
Yeah, you can. Oh, yeah. God, yes, absolutely. That's instant lockup.
And it's just a matter is it up to the discretion of the officer, or would you say typically they do go to jail?
Well, I would say it's the discretion of the officer. There's no question about that. I mean, it depends on who the officer is and who he works for. If he works for a local city whose political authorities decided marijuana is not a priority, the officer will sort of let you go or use their discretion. If you live in a county where the prosecutor is okay, then the sheriff's department. Well, the sheriff's office, too. The sheriff is an elected official, and the sheriff listens to the voters. So if you're in a county where voters mostly don't care, you're not going to have a problem. But if you're in a scenario like someplace up in northern Michigan, like in Gaylord and Kalkaska and on, and there's a heavy, heavy arrest rate, and because they don't really have, there's not a lot of crimes that occur out there.
Yeah. And you think these police departments are looking ahead and seeing that there's going to be a point where they can't do this anymore? Is that it?
Yeah, I believe so. Okay. Yes, that's absolutely. And some of them are reacting accordingly. Some aren't even bothering. They just throw up their arms and forget it. Just let it ride. Mm-hmm. It's going to be legal anyway. And others are fighting, tooth and nail.
And you're certain this is going to happen. We're going to have legalized recreational marijuana in Michigan. What makes you so confident?
I'm certain as I can be about anything. I mean, I'm not Rush Limbaugh. I'm not, 97.9% right all the time. But, it doesn't take a weatherman to see which way, the wind is blowing. Mm-hmm. And again, with what's going on, the way this ballot initiative is, funded, the way it's backed, there are going to be, some people may be surprised, but there's going to be people that, our real authorities are going to endorse it, and they already endorse it.
And then what, we're going to have these marijuana shops everywhere? Is that what's going to happen?
Well, no, not necessarily. I mean, it all depends on where you live. The way this ballot initiative, the law is constructed, if you're a local community, say like a Avon, oh my God, they hate marijuana out there. Mm-hmm. Well, they don't want no marijuana dispensary. They don't want nothing. Well, they don't have to have it. And the officials in Avon said, we're clean. We don't want that crap. Just go to Ann Arbor. Okay?
Now, do you understand people that look at marijuana and say, look, it's not the best lifestyle. It makes you lose some motivation, makes you not live a clean life, let's say.
Well, there's a million stories in the Naked City. And all I can say that, yeah, that's the way some people, think that that's the case. And, every stereotype has an element of truth. The term stoner does mean something. There's people out there that are, stoners. Mm-hmm. There's people out there that are, let's say, call them alcoholics, whatever. Okay. So they shouldn't be needing it or doing it the way they're doing it. Others, it's no big deal at all. I mean, this is one issue that cuts across all economic and, political and other classes, in this country. And there's no economic divide. People at that country club, I was a member of the Detroit Athletic Club for 19 years. There's people that smoked weed there, like me, but I mean, we just smoke it at the club, but come on, yeah. That's the reality. And then, of course, you've got a so-called stoner population, in every community. So.
Tim, when you first tried it, did you know right away this was going to be something that was going to be important to you?
Not really. I mean, I the first time I tried it, it was in a dorm room at the University of Detroit, and I wanted to find some marijuana in 1970, by the way. I wanted to find some marijuana as soon as possible after leaving Monroe County. I tried it. It was interesting. The art object, the posters on the wall appeared brighter, and, it was interesting. And I thought, it's not right. I'll try it again. And I just like it. It's been, helpful for me, over the years. And hey, come on. There's people like, come on, Steve Jobs. I mean, the guy took LSD. He openly admits that. But that's, it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. Yeah. I don't think that anything is going to change in any radical fashion once it's legalized, except arrests. And that kind of stuff will go down, and there will be more peace, and we'll have some tax revenue coming in.
Tim Beck. Tim Beck he's a longtime medical marijuana activist. Goes way back, right? It's been decades now, right?
Well, 2001, I started this crusade.
2001.
Yes. 2001, yeah. I started on medical marijuana in Detroit.
And you decided?
That's when it began.
Yeah, and can you, within a minute, tell me why, though? Why, for you, was it such a thing that you decided this is the big issue for you?
It's a myriad of reasons. Some of it's altruistic. Some of it is self-serving. But again, I've always liked politics. I've been a political activist. I was student government president of the University of Detroit. And, so on. I finally had my business was running, real smooth. I owned 100% of the stock. And so I liked politics. And, I just looked around, and nobody's talking about marijuana. And all these people are getting arrested and so on. I said, maybe I can make my mark. There's nobody else out there. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like, what I did. And I started on medical marijuana, in Detroit in 2001, and then it passed, and it led to other cities, and then that's how it started. And I'm sort of, trapped by my own karma.
Sounds like you're going to be there for the get the people to the Holy Land, right? The Promised Land how you see it in some ways? This is it.
I look at it, in the sense that this is this kind of policy of marijuana prohibition, the way it's created and functions now, it's totally useless, to this culture, to the civilization. It brings no value to the table. If a person, you cannot blame the marijuana, you take cocaine, a line of cocaine is going to just jump into your nose. I mean, it's a choice. Right. And if you misuse marijuana or alcohol or any other drugs, you suffer the consequences of what you do. You don't blame marijuana. You don't blame cocaine or gin.
Best thing maybe just to go exercise a little bit. Hey, it's Tim Beck, key player in the passage of the 2008 medical marijuana law. Tim, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Yep. You have a great evening,
Thank
Michael.
You.